Welcome to the Business Facilities Podcast, where we're focused on discussing the strategies to help business owners, corporate site selectors, and site selection consultants make the best location decisions for their companies across a range of industries. I'm your host, Ann Cosgrove, the Editorial Director of Business Facilities. Today, I'm with Aaron Demerson, President and CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. The TXEDC is an independently funded and operated 501c3 organization that markets the state both domestically and internationally as a premier business destination for companies looking to relocate, or expand their business footprint. Prior to joining TXEDC, Aaron served as the commissioner representing employers for the Texas Workforce Commission. Governor Greg Abbott appointed him to the three-member commission in August 2019 and reappointed him in April 2021. In addition, Aaron does have a long two-decade history with Texas in various positions, so he's got a great perspective on Texas business, workforce, and you know what's looking ahead for the future. So, Aaron, welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So I wanted to start with, pointing out that Texas has been selected as the 2023 State of the Year by Business Facilities. You and your team are, of course, aware of that. We want to share that with our listeners here. And this annual recognition is a state demonstrating outstanding business climate over the past year, which was 2023, of course, which is building on what's been going on in previous years in the state with across economic development organizations, including TXEDC. So I'd love to talk about that, what went on in 2023. But before we do that, can you talk a little bit about 2024? We're new here. We're just a couple weeks in. But what is a highlight that is happening in the business community or the economic development sphere so far?
Yeah, it's 2024, we're right into it. And so I think the biggest highlight for Texas is the State of the Year award by Business Facilities. I mean, that's the highlight right off the bat. You know, we'll start the year with a bang, a lot of excitement in our state. You can see that as we work with economic development organizations, as we work with the workforce organizations and the like, just a lot of excitement about what's next here in Texas. And what better way to start off the year with this announcement by Business Facilities of Texas being the State of the Year. That's pretty phenomenal. We'll start there, and then we'll try to go even higher from that standpoint. But that's one of our biggest highlights right now, and just the optimism that you see in the state as we move forward.
That's great. Thank you. So I did want to talk about you a little bit to give our listeners a view into, you know, what your position is, what your experience is with Texas, and kind of your perspective. And I'd love to know about it. Because having been appointed president and CEO in October, taking over that position November 2023, I'd like to know, you know, that's about only a few months in now. What is your vision for building on the state's success as president and CEO now of TXEDC?
Yeah, getting to serve in this role, we have a phenomenal board of directors here at the Texas Economic Development Corporation. As you mentioned, a past history of working in economic development and workforce and education in a number of different ways. And so in Texas, our secret sauce is bringing together the worlds of workforce, economic development, and education. Workforce, economic development, and education. You couple that with elected leadership that gets it, and we're well on our way to success. And so my vision is to really bring those entities together even more so, collaborating to make sure that we're in a position to continue to showcase Texas both domestically and internationally as the best state to do business. And we have an opportunity to do that as we move forward. All of the experience that I've had in all of those areas, I've been on the workforce side, I've been on the economic development side, I actually have been on the education side. I started worked for a program called the Texas Tomorrow Fund, prepaid tuition program that actually allows individuals to save money so that the kids can go on to education in the future. Just a number of different things that we have here in Texas. We're going to bring all of that experience together and utilize that with our partners, our members, our investors of this corporation to do even more here in our state.
That's great. And I love that connection between the work, what you mentioned about bringing more collaboration between workforce and the economic development organizations and other partners, because you know, workforce is really such a basis, as you well know, for continued growth, continued investment. So we'll be excited to see, you know, how that plays out.
Yeah, that's a big space. And again, workforce, economic development, and don't forget education. That's the strength of what we're doing here. And if we have those all individuals at the table, we're going to be successful here in Texas.
Education. I just want to ask you a few questions. A question about that. You know, I've been seeing in my perspective, higher education and has obviously always been a big growth area or support for economic development. K through 12, I've seen it. You know, interest kind of moving down even further, even into the middle school level. Is that something that has been happening in Texas, or that you see focusing on?
Oh yeah, I mean, a lot of efforts in the education space, and you have legislation that's been passed where there's a laser-like focus on education, making sure that we're tapping into students at the high school level, to make sure that they know that there are opportunities out there. You don't have to go to a four-year university. We don't deny that or anything. Two-year universities, certifications, and the like, and a lot of initiatives that are being put in place at the state level where individuals will know that they have a choice to do some things. And there's an organization called the Make It Movement. Roy Spence has a program that you're going to hear a little bit more and more about, where if you're in high school, you can go right to work. That's a reality. People do that. And so we want to make sure that if they're going to go into those areas, they are well aware of what it takes to be successful in those areas. And so you start tapping into folks at the middle school area, the high school level. Then that's the workforce that's been developed. And when you start working on initiatives where you're looking at the trades, you're looking at other opportunities outside of the traditional accounting, finance, all those type of careers, then we're well-rounded in our state. And so we are diving deep. We work together. When I talk about workforce economic development in education, Commissioner Keller, that's over there on the Higher Education Coordinating Board side, they're tied in with us in a big, big way, so that we're making sure that we're listening to employers. We understand their needs from a labor standpoint. We understand the education component of what's required in order for individuals to go out to work for those respective employers as well. And so if the two or three are talking, we're in a position to be successful here in our state. And so our education component tied into the workforce side of things, it just makes sense for us. It's a common sense approach to tackling an issue that could be a problem. But if we get in there and work the way we're working, we begin to solve that. Because an employer, at the end of the day, if they don't have the workforce, they may not be in your state. They have a choice to go to another state. And we want to make sure that they know what we have here in Texas. And we continue to work at it to make sure that we are addressing any concerns that they might have to get it right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for expanding on that. So let's dive into the Texas 2023 State of the Year designation from business facilities. We're thrilled to recognize you. There's a lot to talk about in the article that's coming up in our January, February issue. And that's why I appreciate talking with you here again. So the editorial team evaluated the state's business climate overall and the resulting investments and job creation from business attraction and retention throughout 2023 that involved projects that had come to fruition in 2023, as well as announcements in 2023. So I want to mention too that this choice follows business facilities having ranked Texas as the number one best business climate in our annual rankings in July 2023. So it's really building on a lot. So I'm excited to talk to you about some of those pillars of economic development, you know, why we've recognized. I want to hear it from, you know, from you and kind of maybe build on our story a little bit too, that we can share. So capital investment, job creation, some leading industries. I know that's a big umbrella, but I did want to ask you just maybe for some high level numbers that were happening in 2023 for capital investment, jobs creation. What maybe were some industries that really saw significant growth? What are some of the highlights that you took?
And manufacturing is always huge here in Texas. And so when you have a plant going into a community like Taylor, Texas, a large investment by Samsung, probably if you look at the stats, kind of the largest in a sense of what's that investment that's being made in our state, that begins to make a difference. So manufacturing is important. The healthcare industry is important to us. And in Texas, what you're going to do is, if I start talking, I'll probably name all of the industries because they are all very important to us. Aerospace, agriculture, finance, all of those are important industries. And we've had wins in probably every one of those categories. I mentioned Samsung, but Tesla, that was here at one point. Graphic packaging, you name it. Siemens, I was on the call with them a little while ago, just had an operation up in Fort Worth. and the like. And so there are a lot of initiatives that are taking place here in Texas. The capital investment, I don't have the numbers on it, but I know that that plant in Samsung was in the billions of dollars. And so those are operations that are being set up in our state, and we're very proud of what's happening here. But the industries they range from a number of different spectrums, because Texas is a large state. You can travel in this state for 14 hours and you're still in this state. And so it's pretty amazing from that standpoint. But our rural communities and our urban communities are all being impacted in very good ways because they do economic development well. I always say economic development is a competitive sport, but in Texas, we can basically take a company to an urban area and they're going to be taken care of. You can take a company to a rural community, they're going to be taken care of. And that's the strength of Texas from that standpoint. And so we've seen growth in a lot of different areas. Manufacturing continues to be key. I've been a part of a number of different announcements throughout our state as it relates to companies in the manufacturing space. But I've also been in that same space with the finance side, the aerospace side, and the logistics, the like. A lot of different industries where we're making a lot of headway here in Texas.
Well, thank you. And I want to talk about workforce and education, as you had alluded to earlier, because obviously that's, you know, a big piece of the site selection process and success once you're in a location. So I did want to ask you, you know, what programs have you seen that are most appealing to businesses? I realize that may vary by business, but maybe, you know, there is a certain program that really stands out. Or is there an innovation or example of a success, you know, in the workforce? I know you talked about collaboration going forward. Is there something that, you'll be building upon, or you and your partners will be building upon in that area?
Continuing to make sure that our employers are aware of the resources that are out there. We have a skills development fund program. It's our training program that collaborates on, again, when you talk about workforce, the skills development fund program is a premier training program for new projects coming into our state and or retention type efforts, where you're basically training employers to make sure that they are set with the latest skill sets necessary for that employer to succeed. And so that Skills Development Fund program has been around for a number of years. The training takes place at the community college level. And so that's where you have that education partnership with workforce in a big, big way. Not a new program, been around for a while, but every employer that's here in Texas, that's new to Texas, that's looking at coming into the state, if there's a training need that they have, we're going to meet that employer there. And for a CFO, CEO, it just makes sense. If we're going to be training, why not save money to train that way? For the state, it's kind of a dual benefit. It's basically, if that employee is trained at that particular company, that's a valuable employee. If they leave that company, they're leaving as an employer with a skill set to go on to another company as well. And that's a benefit to us here in Texas. And so that's an important program. I also had an opportunity in my former role being a commissioner representing the employers in the state at the Workforce Commission, internships, working with the Higher Education Coordinating Board. They have a program called Texas Works, and recognizing it was another individual that I know that owns a very successful company here in Texas. He says he basically hires about 70-80% of his interns. And basically, so he doesn't have a problem with employees coming in. His onboarding cost is cheaper because if you're an intern and you are there for 1-2 years or so, when you graduate, you're bringing them into the company at that point. And so the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board has a program called Texas Works, where basically if you wanted to pay an intern $20 an hour, they'll reimburse you the other 10. So the cost to the company is basically $10. If you want to pay $30, the cost to the company is $20. They're reimbursing the other 10. And so imagine that game-changing aspect in a rural community, in an urban community as well. But you come home for the summer, you have a $20 internship opportunity, but the cost of that business, small, medium, or large-sized business, is half of that. That's leveraging, that's innovative thought programs. And so we had an initiative called Texas Interns Unite, where we're bringing interns together with employers at the state level to make sure that they had both were able to benefit that student had an opportunity for an internship opportunity, and then that company had an opportunity for a future employer employee rather down the line. And so that innovation, that collaboration, working together, that's where you see workforce and education working together. The economic development component of that is that employer that's in that community. And you have a lot of individuals taking advantage of that program as well. During the pandemic, we were very nimble and flexible here in Texas. We basically stood up programs through our Skills Development Fund where we were doing things to accommodate that particular situation. And so the flexibility, the ability to be nimble works well for us. And we're real proud of that. And we see the successes of that, but we're not resting on our laurels. We really want to make sure that we're continuing to listen to employers, because if we're listening, we're in a position to go out there to address their needs. And you don't have, at the end of the day, two ships passing in the night where you think they need this, but no, they need the other. And we're missing the mark from that standpoint. If we're listening to what they need and we're in a position to go make that happen, then we have more opportunities for success.
All right, thank you. So talking about, you know, you're getting that workforce in place, I wanted to touch a bit on kind of a last point in reaching markets. And I kind of see that as two-prong as a business would. You know, supporting businesses make a choice very often on strategic location, logistics, you know, transportation networks. And on the other side, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about how Texas supports businesses reaching markets. What are some of the advantages you have? And then secondary, foreign direct investment, companies looking to invest in the U.S., maybe talk a little bit about that. But let's start with companies that are, why they choose Texas in reaching their markets, you know, domestically, internationally. What are some of those high points that Texas offers?
Running the corporation standpoint, I have access to the guys at the Workforce Commission, the governor's economic development and tourism team. Adriana and her team are doing a phenomenal job over there at the state level. They have relationships at the local level. And when there's a need, we try to position ourselves so that Texas has strike force capacity to take care of business. And so if there's a company with a concern from an environmental standpoint, we have partners at the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality to answer those questions. If there's a tax-related question, we have partners at the Comptroller's Office to ask those. Transportation, we have the Texas Department of Transportation. And so all those entities are very important. They're not siloed off where they're doing their own thing. They're taking care of business as it relates to what they're doing, but they're definitely tied in with us and the state in a big way when it comes to job creation, career development, and growing this Texas economy. We understand that in order to make it happen, we need to be efficient, we need to have effective communication, and we need to take a common sense approach, as the government says, a common sense approach to making things happen, and we're in a position to do that. And so workforce, economic development, and education, again, coupled with elected leadership that gets it, and we're well on our way. And Governor Abbott gets it, and we have a bunch of elected officials that continue to keep this state a business-friendly state, and we're successful as a result of that, but not resting on our laurels. We're going to keep pushing forward to do even more, even better.
Okay, great. Thank you. And you addressed, I had one last question for you, Aaron, and you addressed in your comments there the how your organization works with you know, other or partnerships and programs and throughout the state and how those partnerships work. So thank you for demonstrating that a bit. So I'll close out with asking specifically a question about TXEDC and how would you offer to listeners that they, the practical ways to reach out to your organization, the practical, you know, if they're looking for certain types of information, how can your organization, how can the corporation be that starting point, be that ongoing, you know, information point? What would you offer there?
Yeah, I say when you get publications like Business Facilities and we're advertising there, look at that email address, you know, the Texas Economic Development Corporation. Veronica's positioning us in a big way that if you Google Texas Economic Development Corporation, you're going to pull up information on how to do business here in Texas. And so we're optimizing our position there. And just more importantly, it's basically getting the word out. We're going to do what we can to market this state. You know, we're a small entity doing that, but the collaboration with these entities that I mentioned coming together makes us that much stronger. And so you'll see us out there with trade shows. You'll see us out there participating on a number of different events and activities, being thought leaders in those various spaces to make sure that we're making a difference. And so just hitting us, Texas Economic Development Corporation, you reach out to us, you'll see all the opportunities and the ways that we're in a position to make a difference. And so businessintexas.com, that's our tagline. And so Texas Business in Texas.com, gets us where we need to go from that point. So that's how you reach us, and we're reachable. We're reachable and want to be reached from that standpoint. But we continue to appreciate publications such as yourself and what you guys are doing to highlight the efforts that are out there. And thank you once again for the recognition of Texas as being the state of the state. And I'm going to work hard to kind of keep doing that.
That was Aaron Demerson, President and CEO of the Texas Economic Development Corporation. And we thank you for listening. If you'd like to explore more about doing business in the Lone Star State, you can visit the Texas Economic Development Corporation website at businessintexas.com. Also, if you're a site selector or location advisor looking for locations for your next expansion or relocation project, join us at the 20th Annual Business Facilities Live Exchange event this March 17 through 19 in Richmond, Virginia. There you'll have the opportunity to meet with economic developers from Texas and throughout North America to discuss your site selection needs. Visit bfliveexchange.com for more details. That's bfliveexchange.com. And stay tuned for the next episode of the Business Facilities Podcast.